Coming up this weekend on Sunday, the Rialto Theater in Raleigh is hosting a screening of a new premiere screening of a new locally filmed movie called The Believers, set in Raleigh in 1997, follows the local music scene and a lot of great people involved in it. And we are joined here in the studio by two of them, two of the actors in the film, Raven Wisnant and Ira David Wood IV. Raven, Ira, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us. Is that it?
That's
over?
It. Yeah, we're done. And that's our show, everyone.
All right,
good
thanks.
Night.
How did we do?
You were fantastic.
Thank you.
I especially liked your performance.
Great.
The last 5 seconds, it was terrific.
We always
really
have
was.
Trouble with Ira, so as
yeah,
long as I
yeah.
nail it.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but since you brought it up. Yeah.
No, we never do. It's fine. He's happy.
Except now on the air live. So tell us about the movie. It's called The Believers. What's it about? Where's it set?
Well, I mean, you pretty much covered it. I mean, it takes place in Raleigh in 1997. It's written and directed by David Quillen. And it follows the journey of a young girl who is a classical cello player, and she ends up joining a rock band and kind of broadens her horizons and meets this band of misfits that we play. And drama and hilarity and adventures with protagonists and antagonists and storytelling ensue.
That's awesome. So you two play the misfits, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do.
Awesome.
In
what
the
was
movie
it like
and
to
real life.
Yeah, right. What was it like to make it?
Oh my goodness, it was so much fun. I think it was just a really great film where we all really got along. Everybody in the cast and the crew became really good friends. So going to set every day was just really exciting to look forward to.
How did it all come together? How did you get involved in it?
I got
reach
very
back way
lucky.
Far. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Many years ago. I got very, very lucky. I had one of those crazy weeks where just you can't get anything done. Mm-hmm. Everything's happening all at once.
That's every single week for me. Yeah.
Every week, yep. And then I finally get home at the end of like a 12-hour shift, and I'm sitting on my lovely couch that I've been dreaming of all day. And I open my phone, and the first thing I see is an agent email, and she was saying, oh my gosh, like we just saw this part. You would be amazing for it. You have to audition for this. And my first thought is like, no, I can't.
All I want to do is sleep.
And she was like, we need it right now is the only problem. And so I opened the script, and as soon as I read it, I was like, no, I have to do this. I love it already. So I called in like every favor that I know of every filmmaker in the world, and we pulled an all-nighter and got it done. And then I guess I just got lucky with the rest.
That's awesome. That's Raven Wisnant. You're hearing her. You're also hearing Ira David Wood IV. How'd you get involved in this? This is the family affair, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Your father's
well,
in this
you know,
well.
Of course, they offered the part to Brad Pitt, and he couldn't do it for a scheduling
right,
conflict.
Right.
So, of course, they came, you know.
To the closest lookalike, right?
Yeah,
yeah, no.
Well, my father was originally reached out to by David, the director, to be in it and play play Nadia Jones, the young girl's cello teacher. Mm-hmm. And he was casting the rest of the movie, and he asked my father, you know, do you know anyone, young guy who could play this part? And he said, well, actually, my son is in between projects, and he's not doing anything. And of course, you know, that's automatically sounds like nepotism.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no,
oh,
pure
yeah,
nepotism,
no,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, sure, send him in. We'll take a look at him. Yeah. But so I went on an audition, and he said, oh my God, you know, that was great. You know, I would love to have you a part of it. And it just kind of snowballed after that.
Awesome. We're talking about The Believers, new movie. It's going to be premiere screening this Sunday.
Yeah.
At the Rialto in Raleigh.
Yeah, 7:30, and tickets are only $10.
Yeah, very first time we haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Like you?
Yeah.
That's gonna be great. How are you feeling about it?
So nervous.
Yeah. So this took how long did it take to film? Like over the course of basically the fall and winter, right?
It was pretty much a 2-year project.
Okay.
I mean, from start to finish, once I was cast and up until we wrapped. And a lot of it is just because, you know, because independents are just hard to put together. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are putting together finances and working with everyone's schedule. And here's a little tidbit if you come in and watch it, is if you see me wearing a hat, it's because I cut my hair for a play. So at one point we were doing shoots, I had to put a hat on so my hair didn't drastically change.
Right.
Like,
that's awesome. All right. Speaking with Raven Wisnant again, Ira David Wood IV, the movie is The Believers. It's about a rock band, so tell us about the music.
Let's see. Well, we had a what's Jason's last name?
Jason D'Amico,
who's also one of the Misfits, and he did some of the original music that is in the movie. I wrote a song that is in the movie, And we had a few local bands come and participate and actually play live. So yeah, there, I guess music is a pretty big element in the movie.
Yeah, I think we got pretty lucky. We've had a lot of local musicians kind of come and collaborate and be a part of the project and a part of the score. So that's been really great.
What's it like to have had it set in 97? How does that shape the way the movie is, the scene, the setting, the music, all that?
Oh, it's fun because it was kind of like a game of I Spy on the set. Because if you're shooting something and someone looks and goes, hey, you know, that wasn't around in 97, like a car drives by, that's
not right.
Then you can't use that shot. So
the sad thing is I graduated high school in 97, so now we've got nostalgia movies set during the time that I was in high school. So now I'm old. Like, I'm inescapably ancient, and there's
that's
no
the
going
first
back
sign,
now.
Yeah.
It's sad. Okay, so cool. So the movie's at 7:30 on Sunday, Rialto Theater, $10 tickets.
Correct,
right?
Yes.
What else do people need to know about it?
You're going to have an amazing time.
Awesome.
Going to be the best movie you've ever seen.
Yeah, come out and support it, you know. And if you go on IMDb and you look at what's been filmed in Raleigh, there's very few things. This is a rare occasion that an independent movie actually gets shot in Raleigh. So when you come and watch it, you'll be able to recognize if you're local, especially a lot of locations and stuff where it was shot.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, I think for locals, it'll be a real treat.
Awesome. TheBelieversFilm.com is the website. If you want to get more information, get tickets online, TheBelieversFilm.com. Speaking with, again, Raven Wisden and Ira David Wood IV. So before we let you go, same question that I ask everyone about movies and plays and everything like that. Don't spoil your favorite moment in the movie or in the script. What's your second favorite moment?
Without having
actually seen the final cut.
Oh, man. See, I only thought about what's your first favorite moment.
Yeah, no, you got to go with the second one.
Second favorite moment. I think, you know, actually my second favorite scene to film was this really beautifully written stargazing scene. And that was the scene that first attracted me to the script. That was the scene I read and I just thought, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And so then filming it was kind of like a surreal experience because I had thought about it for so long and it was my first connection with the film. And so that is my second favorite moment.
Awesome. Ira?
I think, without spoiling too much or giving too much away, there is a scene where one of the characters ends up in an ambulance. And we actually got an actual EMT crew to come and we actually cast them, essentially playing themselves.
right.
They were
and
so good. They were great.
Yeah.
And while the actor and performer who was in the ambulance was acting, they kind of went into like they were on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Like they almost forgot a little bit that they were trying to act. So they actually start pulling the syringes and stuff off the shelves. So almost injected. Like, oh, wait, what am I doing? That's right. He's acting.
This is fiction. This is fiction. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Again, TheBelieversFilm.com is the website. It is this Sunday at the Rialto Theater in Raleigh, 7:30 p.m. $10 for tickets is going to be great. Ira, Raven, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us,
man. Thank you so much.